for the Master, preaching God, Lord, because you are our King and our Master, Lord. We are so thankful, Father, for that being revealed to us, Lord, that you are our Father, that you are your children, Lord God. And tonight we gather together, Lord God, in thy name, and we pray, Father, that you come down and feed your children, Lord God, that are thirsting and hungering for you. We commit our hearts to you, Lord. Brother Lenny came to be with you. We know him, Lord. He's been serving you, Lord God. Since I know him, Father, since I knew him, Lord, he's been at your service, Lord. Lord, we know he is in a better place now, Lord, than when he was here. But Father, you know how hard it is, Lord, for this body to part with him, Lord. Much more his family, Lord God, that is lived with and taken care of, Lord. We pray, Father, that you comfort them. Comfort us also, Lord. Comfort the people that are sitting together in the church, Lord. It's a hard thing, Lord. We pray for them. Be with us now. We pray, Father, that you take over. Speak your words to us, Lord, that we may be blessed of thee. If there is anybody that is sick, or of any need, Lord, come and grant it, Lord, for the glory of your name. We pray this, believing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen. I'm sorry, I didn't even know that Brother Henry was sick. When I saw that, I was working. Today, it was very hard. I don't know why I just ran all over. I'm feeling a bit exhausted, but I can get it, sister. I'm feeling very, very much exhausted. I should not have done that. I should have actually relaxed a bit, but sometimes it requires you. People sometimes look at you and you need to work. When you're working with people, you go to work also. So I'm feeling a bit tired. Another thing I would like to announce is that I talked to the sister today, and I didn't know that Brother Don. I've not checked with that Zika group. I didn't know Brother Don and the sister is in the Zika group. So I was preaching that so that I can be able to read those quotes that I preached. I read some, but I wanted to read quote by quote that morning after preaching the sermon there. And I preached a very long sermon in Swahili. So, and it was exhausted, and I didn't sleep, so I was really exhausted. So when I listened in to myself, and I'm not listened in to what I was saying, and it's a very poor video because of the, I'm not an orator. I don't know how to speak. I don't know how to bring my words together. And now, when you're tired, it makes it very bad. It makes it worse. And you bear with me. I'm feeling like I'm gonna go back there and I'm gonna read those quotes again. It's heavy. It's heavy in my heart, and it's really disturbing. I'm really pressed. I'm really pressed. I've been resisting for days, and it's just coming. And the thing that I see is that there's somewhere. That confusion came in between true justification and marriage. Something went wrong somewhere. It's not the quotes that has a problem. The quotes are there. It's not true justification that has a problem. That's not a problem. But some people got it wrongly or something. Something went wrong somewhere. Brother, I went to Uganda. Let me give you, because I know people are listening to me. I went to Uganda, and I heard a brother brag. Maybe that's not the right word to say in appropriate. Talking good, how great he is, because he has married somebody who has several children. And that's true justification. I don't think that is the purpose of true justification. I don't think so. I don't think so. And those marriages, and I can tell you what. And some of these marriages don't even last. It's just somebody's wife, you just take her, and then you say it's just adultery justification, like that. I don't think that was, that is very heavy in my heart, and I'm sorry about that. And I'm not, and I know that people are going to, tag me or say, this is, he does not believe in true justification. It's not true justification that I don't believe. No, I believe in true justification. I believe in that. But I also don't believe. You go around picking a woman, marry because of that true justification. I don't believe like that. Marriage is a very sanctified thing. It's a very important, it's not a joke. Amen. Marriage is not a joke. And it should not be taken as a joke.
Amen.
And when you marry, you got to know it's until death. Marriage is at that. It's until death do you part. If you're marrying to, and it's a culture here. I'm sorry, it's a culture here. Everybody is like they talk casually. I'm divorced. I was calling them briefcase children. So many people. It's not supposed to be. That was not the intention of God. God did not intend marriage to be like that. That's wrong to begin with. There's the right way to marry, and you go to marry, and when you get into marriage, no, it's until death do you part. If something comes, you can talk about that later. But when you marry, and we must preach marriage as, listen, we go to preach marriage, and I'm not preaching that, I don't know, but it's very heavy in my heart. It's really, and I'm telling you, God, I don't want it. I've been fighting with God for that. Telling God, I don't want to bring that. I don't want that. And I'm seeing things that I've never seen before. And it's really very heavy on my heart. And I don't know what to do. Praise be to God. People have taken the marriage like a paper. Like a paper that you can just fold and trash it on the trash. No, God hates divorce. God hates it. God hates that kind of marriage. Marriage is honorable to all. And they're dead and defiled. That's the scripture. It's not a joke. It's not a joke. And the prophet said, when he came from Finger Rock Mountain, he said, and I'm going to bring that topic also. Some ways, maybe I may add some more quotes, but it's already there. Why did the prophet go to Finger Rock Mountain? Why? And he came and said, listen very carefully. And he came and said after Finger Rock Mountain, teach your children never to do that again. What was that for?
That's right.
What was that for? What do we teach now? We are teaching true justification because of marriage. I see something wrong there. You're teaching them. Now you can do whatever you want to do. And I'm saying if that happens somewhere along the way, but we taught them right. Let's consider that. Let's look at it when it happens and look at it. But the teaching is teach Meda, my son Meda Jr., teach my Azanas, teach Bride, teach Aspen, teach Hope, never to do that. Whatsoever, never to do that. If that happens somewhere along the way because of this, because of that, that's different. But if you've taught it right, never do that again. Until you get married. And marriage is honorable to all and the dead undefiled. And marriage is until death do you part. And the prophet says, if you marry wrong, make sure that, look at it, because if you marry wrong, you can ruin your whole life. You see that? So those things are very, very, very heavy in my heart. And I don't know what to do. Because I know the things here, and I know. And now, somewhere, somehow, it got... Brothers, I've got... Not here, maybe, Brother Don, I'm sorry. But I've got to strengthen it somewhere. Because I don't know what to do. If I don't do that, I'm feeling like God is... In fact, in the morning I said, I'm sorry. I said in the morning that if, Lord, if that cannot be, and you got to take me, because it looks like everybody's gonna start up, and so some things have started, being called a non-believer of this, non-believer of that. That's okay, but I've got to stand up and say exactly what the Lord is. And I'm not trying to say I'm anybody, sisters, bro. I'm a nobody. The only thing I know for sure, and there's no doubt in my mind, he called me to preach. Am I able to preach? I'm not. I feel unworthy. But he called me to preach. Why he gives me these things, I don't know. Is it something that is higher than others? No, brother. You people are better than me. Have I lived a better life than you? No, you people lived a better life than me. You people are better than me by far. But I have something that God called me. And I think I said that, Brother Michael's one time. Why are you there, Brother Michael? At Brother Michael's house, I said how I was called by God and how a dream came. And ever since that time, I ran away from it, and I'm whipped back to preaching. I sometimes don't even see why God does that, because I don't find myself important at all. But God heals me back, and I go to see some things. Some things are embarrassing, because I talk before people, and I don't know how to talk. I'm embarrassing, but I've got to be whipped back. Why God does that is sovereign. He does whatever he wants to do. And I'm not saying I'm bringing anything new on this. No, it's not anything new. But there's something there that I'm seeing. A certain spirit got up there and twisted some things there, and brought something, and now sin is being covered with true justification. Polygamy and true justification was not supposed to cover sin. No, sir. It's not. You just go around there, you bring her back and cover it with true justification. You do whatever, you cover it with polygamy. No, brother, no. I don't think that God did not intend that. And I don't know, but that's not my topic today. I just remember that. He talks with Sister Rhoda a bit, and it really, I understand they listened in. I don't know whether Don listened in, but... Sister Rhoda listened in, and it's not very clear because I'm tired, and you can see even my face is like, oh my, God, sleep. And I just went back. I had a nap for about a few minutes, and then I went to the bathroom, took a shower, a hot shower, and then come back here to preach like that. And sometimes you're not as good as you would be when you're not tired, and that's all I mean. And so tonight, I'm gonna read some quotes here. Might explain some things, but did you get the quotes?
Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna read some. I would like to read. I've cut so much of it, and I felt like this is supposed to be maybe another part, but because we don't have much time. And I want to stop today, and maybe Don can take up from there on Sunday, and he can continue with that. And another thing I would like to say, because it's coming to my mind, is, brother, none of us, some of us are higher. I would say something like Brother Don is higher, respected, like that. And he's high in the revelation, and God uses him in different ways that I cannot even touch. And with all respect, Brother Don, you're not the standard. None of us is the standard.
Amen.
People kind of took Brother Holmes like the standard. He was not the standard. Brother Branham as a person was not the standard. He wasn't the standard, but God came into him and he became the standard and made him the standard. So the word in him was the standard. So the standard is the word.
Amen.
That you should measure with, not with me, not with anybody, not with it. Let's not lean on to our own understanding. Let's not come to a place where we come to a certain place now and we go to teach people because of what I am. No, brother. I'm a failure to begin with. I'm a failure to begin with. And I will start something like that, like because I failed somewhere, and I bring it like it's a standard, and it's going to fail. So wrong is wrong, right is right, and I'm not the standard. Can I go wrong? Let me ask you a question. This is a very stupid question. I don't like using those words, but this is not a very good question. Can I commit adultery? Can I? Yes. I can. That's a very... I can. I'm a human being. I'm a man. I can commit adultery. It's actually the Lord who has hold me from it. Can I steal with a gun in a bank? Yes, I can. What do you think those people steal? What do you think those people are who steal? They're like me. They're men. I can do things. I can run. I can twist. I can somersault. Maybe I don't know whether I can do it now, but I used to. Do you see that? I can do it, brother. I can do it. But I can take a gun. I'm not very much used with guns, but I've shot. I can do it, brother. It's by the grace of the Lord I am what I am. You can do anything. It's by the grace of the Lord that has brought you to this. But you look at that, you say, oh, you don't even think that you can do it. Because you're miles and miles. Can you see that? But it's the Lord who has brought you, brother. It's not you. Amen. You've not done nothing. You've done zero. It's just by his grace that has brought you this far. And by his grace, because he's faithful, we trust that he's going to take us. But those things should never even be heard in our midst. Praise be to God. But if Satan sneaks in and I commit adultery, if Satan sneaks in and I do something, I should never cover it. I should never stitch it like it's okay. It's wrong. If I did it, it's wrong. If the word of the Lord said it's wrong, it's wrong. I'm not the standard. I'm not the standard. I am not. I am not the standard. The word is the standard. If you cannot measure with that, whatever is against that word, you say is wrong. If the word says it's wrong, whether it's on me, whether it's on you, whether it's whoever, on whoever, say it's wrong. Call it wrong. And leave it there. The prophet called it wrong. When he cheated those lawyers, he went there and said, that is wrong. He called it that wrong. You want the prophet lie? He lied. He lied. It doesn't look like a lie, but God called it a lie. And he went to tell them, sorry. He didn't come back and try to say, you know, sometimes you can lie. You know, sometimes, you know, that's not exactly a lie. You know, I wasn't there. He tried that. You know, I wasn't there. When those people called, when that phone was calling, I wasn't there. I was outside there. So God called it. When you're here, and the first preacher that God used on him was his own wife. Yes, sir. His own wife. And the mother cried and told him, but you are here when it was calling, you were standing here and you ran out. So when I picked up, and he said, that's not right, Brother Branham. Her name is not right. He said, no, he just called out. No. You know, it's not a lie because I was here. God come in. It's a lie. Son, it's a lie. And I'm not going to use you again until you make that right. The prophet says he went somewhere in the woods and sat there and cried the whole day until God came and said, I've forgiven you. And even after being forgiven, he was, God, bring a hold. So that I'm sure that this is wrong. And from there henceforth, the prophet stood on the pulpit more than one time and called it. It was a lie. A wrong is a wrong. I don't care where it comes from. A wrong is a wrong. On me is a wrong. On anybody else is a wrong. It's only one thing that cannot be wrong. The word. Whatever the word says is right. Amen. I don't care how to say it's right. I don't care whether I'm going to be able to do it. It's right. Praise be to God. I'm sorry, I didn't intend to do that, but it's just coming. Now, let's read these quotes and see. I'm calling it the third pool. It's talking very much about Moses. And at the Red Sea there, when he cried, I should have put that scripture there Why cry speak? Why cry speak? He's talking very much about that. And I'm bringing it to a place where it is not only doing miracles. Things shall we do, even more than they shall we do. Not only that. I'm bringing it to a place where, you know, I remember one time when Brother Branham was dying. I'm bringing it to that. And I didn't know, Brother, somebody asked me about Billy Paul and about the world ending when Billy Paul, before Billy Paul dies or something. He was asking me a question like that. And I didn't know that even Billy Paul was sick. When I was in Indiana, Jeffersonville, he was very sick. I could not even see him because he was very sick and he was somewhere. He didn't even come to the office. We waited in the office. We went to the office. We didn't see him. He was very unwell. Rather, he was unwell, and he was not seeing anybody. So I don't know. I heard you say that he's sick. I didn't know that. I didn't have those news. I'm sorry for him, and we pray that the Lord will see him through. He's our brother. I don't know. I didn't want to ask him about his faith on this on where we are. I really wanted to discuss. I rather to fellowship with him on that, where we are, and I wanted to see him to see where he is. Joseph told me that we didn't have much time with Joseph, but he told me to write him, and he's gonna give me an appointment. And unfortunately, he's not been able to do that. I don't know whether he gets those mails or not. I don't know, but he's not been able to give me an appointment. Because I've heard around about what he believes, and I wanted to ask him personally, do you believe this? Do you believe this? And why do you say this? And I wanted to hear from him, but I didn't have a chance to do that. So if Billy Paul is sick, I'm very sorry, and I wish him speedy recovery. I'm praying that God takes the pain away from him. He's old. He's old and big, and I'm strong, of course, and I pray that God would really help him out of the situation that he's in. So I answered that the sister in Kenya, that the only thing I heard and looked at, I don't know where I saw it, but I saw it maybe in the stories or somewhere, but I saw it, that it will not sink, West Coast will not go. I think he said, look at Paul. He will not go by his old age or something. I don't exactly remember the words. And he asked me to get him a quote, and I said, I'm going to look, because that is a long time ago that I saw that. So I don't know exactly how it is stated. I've never even thought about that. But one thing is, I know whether Paul dies or doesn't know, die. One thing I know is Los Angeles is going to sink. That one is sure. I don't know when, I don't know whatever, but I know one thing, that it will sink. It was prophesied, it was said, and it must happen. That was God speaking, and it must happen. People might laugh at it, people might laugh, maybe this has not happened. It's not, to me, it doesn't matter. But it will happen. That one I'm sure about. It will happen, one of these fine days. When, I don't know, but it will happen. It was spoken, and it must happen. It cannot go back to God in void. That word cannot go back to God. Boy, it must happen. It must do it. Now, let me read this quote. So and I'm bringing it up to a place where, and now I was talking about Brother Paul, then I forgot why I was thinking about Paul. When Brother Branham was dying, according to Perry Green, the testimony that he gave, and he wrote a book. You know, he wrote a book. In that book, one of the things that marveled me was when the vehicles crashed. Brother Branham was there, and he was between the two vehicles in the metal, clamped together like that, and he was in great pain. And Brother Billy Paul came running. He came running to the vehicles, because he saw by the way, he swerved just a bit, and he thought, I don't think my dad will be able to get away from that vehicle, because he was driving on the other side of the road very wrongly, and he swerved and he got out and it went. And he thought that one not. So he could see the dust and things like that when they crashed. So he turned around and he went there. When he went there, he found him in that condition. But the people went there running. He was running and said, Daddy, speak the word. That is what Prophet was doing. I don't know whether you know why that was. Because he had seen him speak the word and things happen. He had seen the creator in him. He had seen him creating things. He had seen him that. So he thought he would just speak the word and get out of there. When Peregrine is giving that story, he's saying that Brother Branham just looked at him like that. Like helpless. He was completely helpless. But the comment of Peregrine there was that gift in him, that is Brother Perry's comment, that gift in him was not for himself. Sure. It was for others. And that is what it was. I don't know, but I actually don't know. I've never read that somewhere. But I think that happens also with other prophets like that and with gifts. It is actually not given for himself, it's given for us. That's how Brother Peregrine says it. But one of the, and you remember, Sarah was in that vehicle also. Sarah was hit. He was not speaking, but he was not badly off. Joseph was there also, and Joseph was screaming. Aye. And the same scream he had heard when he told God, does it mean my death or something like that? And the prophet says that was for both. That could have been of both. You know, there's one scripture for two occasions. Because the same scream he had heard something or something like that. Okay, I'm not going to go into that. But one of the things is the mom kind of died. Sarah was not also speaking. He was in a coma, kind of. But he was alive. She was alive. And when Paul touched her, she felt she was okay. But when she touched the mother was dead. According to him, according to the way he felt. So he called Brother Branham. Daddy, mom is gone. And Brother Branham said, just stretch her hand. You know, he could not speak the word so that he gets out. But now he gets his heart and touches Brother Branham's heart and says, please, Lord, don't let mom leave us. And there she was, alive again. He could speak the word to raise his wife and somebody else, but he could not speak the word to raise himself. You know, like that. But anyways, so this is about speaking the word, not only doing miracles, not only praying and things like that. And we started by praying. We started by telling people to pray. You prayed through until you come to a place where you and God are one. You and God are so close. You and God, you know the might of God. You don't even need to pray now. When something happens, you don't even need to pray. You and God are so close. You are sent of God. God speaks to you. You know it. You know where you are. You know who you are. You know where you're going. You know that you are in the service of God. You are sent by God. You're not there by accident. You are wherever you are by God. God sent you. And you know your grounds. You know yourself. Praise with God. It comes to a place now, you don't even need to pray. Something comes before you, you just speak the word. That's where I'm coming to. As I say, this is very hard to bring, but I'm just going to read the quotes, and you people are going to take. I'm going to see what I'm saying. I'm going to see what I'm saying. Maybe a bit. All right. Let's come here. Let's read this. I'm going to read. Maybe I'm just becoming like people here, like other ministers who read. And I'm getting good at reading. So this is not. I would read a cut. So I don't know whether I'm going to finish this, but I'm gonna try to do that. I'm not going to talk very much. I'm just going to just read. Okay. That is in the book called Why Christ Speak. Why Christ Speak paragraph. And those paragraphs, I've put this paragraph, they don't follow. The way I put them, they don't follow because I think this idea is supposed to come here, this idea is, and sometimes I'm very poor at organizing the quotes. But you will see it. When and if they are there, if I don't finish reading, you'll be able to read them by yourself. God wanted Moses to have faith that he had put in. That's why he was telling him, why cry, speak? Why are you crying to me? Speak. He wanted him to have faith. But he had put it in the gift that he had clearly vindicated. He had given a gift. He had talked to him. He was with God. He had seen God do things. So he wanted, God wanted Moses to have faith on that. You have seen me. We've been together. You know it. You know me and you. You know I've called you for this. You know who you are. All right. And I'm telling you, you are the bride. You know who you are. As the bride of the Lord Jesus, you know who you are. And Jesus Christ, we read the last, I think that one Sunday, that Jesus Christ defeated the devil and defeated everything because he knew who he was. He knew where he was standing. He knew why he was sent here on earth. All right. God had clearly proved to Moses and the people that it was him by the word, and by the things that were said come to pass. It was clearly identified. There was no need of him worrying anymore about it. See, there was no more of him thinking anything about it because it was already cleared up. It is cleared up. It's clear. He had already done these things. He had already proved by fire, by fries and fleas, and that he spoke these things into creation, that the word of God was in him. All right. So here is going to ask, he's going to ask now what to do when the circumstances is right before him. See, oh my, I hope this goes way down to us and we can see where we are at. See, don't it make you feel about that big, thinking about Moses telling his faults and look at ours. Yeah. Here he was standing there, see, note that the scripture said that was the hour. He stood there. He knew this is the hour. He was told, take the children of Israel to Canaan. And I've called you. And everything, I've shown everything. I called you since that time at the burning bush. I called you. I've shown you. You've seen fleas. You've seen everything approved. All right. Here we're starting here. No, okay. But God had met him in pillar of fire. And it went right down before the people and performed these miracles. And everything he said, it came to pass. Even to bring things into creation, doing the things that only God could do, showing that his voice was God's voice. He had shown that. What is the bride voice? The bride and the bride and God are one. They become one. God's voice, bride's voice is God's voice. And here, the circumstances with that people that he was raising up, bringing on to the promised land, and when starting crying, what must I do? That's a human being. He says, that's a human being. Wanted to just, he says, an example here. He says, as Brother Roy Slaughter, I believe he's sitting outside the door here, told me one time about somebody doing something to me and said, well, I did this and now is that. He said, Brother Branham, let them lean on your shoulder today and tomorrow you pack them. Tomorrow you pack them. He says, and that's just the way human beings are, is. Lean on your shoulder today and tomorrow you pack them. That's it. That's what Moses was doing. God had to pack him along after he had ordained him and proved it to do it. And the people ought to have said, Moses, say the word. Moses, say the word. People are crying also. People, and you remember that story? He had seen that. He had seen those people coming and people were saying, what do we do? Instead of saying, speak the word. They were telling, why did you take us from there? You took us to bring us here to die in the wilderness. That's what you did. And Moses told them, I have the commission. I was told to bring you out, and I'm going to bring you, take you to the land of promise. And all these people you see, I've seen a vision or something. Because he had seen God doing it. I've seen all these people that you see perish. There's none of them thou shalt see. And the next minute he's crying, oh God, what am I going to do? when God ever do. God could not put up with that. That's what Moses was doing. God had to pack him around after he had ordained him and proved it to him, to it. And people ought to have said, Moses, say the word. I seen you do it there. I seen you do flowers. I seen you do fleece. I seen you do that. Why don't you speak? Why don't you do exactly with this water the way you did water becoming blood? Why don't you do that? Okay. Mm-hmm. Do that here. God honored you there. And you are the same one today. Amen. See? Do it. Do it. I'm saying this, the prophet is talking about himself here. The prophet is talking about himself here. He's saying, God is telling me, push these people to the battlefield. Push these people to becoming in union with Christ, becoming one with God. Push them to that. And I'm saying, we are 60 years from that time. We are farther from that. We are far from that. He's speaking this in, I think, when was that, brother? That was on 14th of July. After saying, push the people, go forth, go forward. What are you crying for, Brother Branham? What are you crying for, Brother Branham? Tell the people to go forward to the thankful. To speaking of the word now, not making miracles and healers. Tell them to go forward where they can speak the word and the word and things happen. Tell the people to go forward. I ordained you for that. I called you for that. And now you are crying for me. God, tell the people, go forward. That was your work. To take the bride and take them to the hands of Christ. So that Christ and him and her can be one. That was your work. And 20 days, and was it 20 days? 14 days after that, he brought the book called, he brought the message called, Christ is the mystery of God revealed. And he said, look here. I think paragraph something, 400 and something. He says, 400 and something. He says, look here. This is the end of the second pool. And I'd like to explain what second pool is. I take second pool and the third pool to be the same thing. That's, and you bear with me. That's the way I see it. What is the second pool? Second pool is Jesus Christ. It's like Jesus Christ telling Philip. Before down there, was it Philip? No, not Philip. Is it Philip? Nathaniel. Is it Nathaniel? Nathaniel telling Nathaniel. Before Philip called you down there, I saw you. And Nathaniel said, and you are an Israelite without God. And he said, when did you see me? When did you see me? When did you know that I'm a man without, I'm an Israelite without God? Before Philip called, is it Philip? I don't remember who it was. Is it Philip who had called him? Before Philip called you, Adalatri. I saw you. He said, and immediately after that, he followed him. What was God trying to show? God was trying to show, God, remember that woman, the woman at the well? When that woman saw him, he said, wasn't it that when the Messiah comes, he'll do those things? He showed her the sign of a Messiah. He showed that I'm the Messiah. Now listen, that was the second fool. The second fool was not to show that the Messiah will come. Can you get it? Can you get my point? No, you don't. You must get it. Now listen. The second pool was not showing that the Messiah will come. The second pool was showing this lady that Messiah is here. Standing before you was the Messiah. It's not that Messiah will come sometime. He said, is it not said that when the Messiah comes, he will do those things? So you are the Messiah. And he went and called, come and see a person who has told me all the things. Couldn't he be the Messiah? He was the Messiah. The Messiah was on earth. He was showing them that the Messiah was here. But in one man. Do you get that? Do you get it now? That was the second pool. That was actually the second pool. Now the third pool was actually God speaking. The third pool of Brother Branham was, listen very carefully. The second pool of Brother Branham was when he was taking a coat and crossing it like that and saying, If God was here, if Jesus Christ was here, like he was at the tent of Abraham, the same God, did he do like he's doing? What was he saying? And that was back before the seals were revealed. Do you know that? Even the screws were made before the seals were revealed. What was it? It was actually God saying he's in one man called William Marion Branham. He would turn around like that. He said, Would God do like he did? God, not man now. God did that. You are so and so from so and so. You are so from so and so. And he'll discern the heart. Discernment was the second pool. Discernment was the second pool. And discernment was actually God in one man called William and Branham. Is that so? Do you agree with that? All right. Looks like, I don't know why people are quite like that, but that's exactly right. That was second pool. Discernment. What was a sign? It was a sign. It was a sign. Second pool was a sign that God was in one man. Now, the third pool was actually the ladders. The word. God joining up with the whole group now. And he drew a line and said, it's over. The second pool is over. Now we are jumping to that third pool. That was 20 days, 14 days after this. 14 days after speaking this and God telling him, Brother Abraham, what are you doing? Push the people. Go forward. I send you for that. All this was brother Moses, weren't you sent for that? Weren't you sent to send these people to Israel? And everything comes before you. You go to cry and talk to me like that. Was it like that? Now, Moses, take the people forward. Don't cry to me. Take the people. And the prophet is going to say, he's going to say like that. What a lesson today. We've come to this. We got to go to the third pool. Let me read it. You're going to find it like that. But I wanted you to get that. The second pool is God in one man. Assigned to the people. God in one man. The third pool is God. When he comes, is actually, the prophet called it the opening of the word. So all this time until the opening of the seals, it was not the third pool. It was not the third pool. It was the second pool. It was God in one man. God came and tabernacled in Brother Branham. He was making schools in one man. Not in many people, in one man. But when the seals now are opened, it's not one man anymore. He's now, the Brother Branham is trying to pour that God that is in him. In the people now. And for 3 and something years until he died, he was pouring that. It was not him. He said, it's not me. It's him now. What is he doing? He's getting that. He's getting everybody to this. To get married to this one. It was the ladders. He was speaking. It was him now. It was Jesus Christ now speaking through the lips of Brother Branham to the people. He came and took over. He said, it's not me no more. It's not me no more. It's not me. All right, let's go on. So here, it is that fool. What you see, don't cry, speak. The prophet is going to attribute that to himself. Let's go on and see. The prophet is going to attribute that to himself. What are you doing? And in 14 days, he brought the book called Christ is the Mystery of God Revealed. What was the book called Christ is the Mystery of God Revealed? Do you know that was the third pool? How many was that? That was the third pool. Christ is the Mystery of God Revealed was the third pool. What was it? Because, let's look at it. I don't know, I've the camera. But look here. What was the third pool? The third pool was his coming. Is that right? We agree with that? The third pool was his coming. The third pool was actually Matthew 24, verse 32. His coming. That was the third pool was ladders. The third pool was the sword that was given in Sabino Canyon. That is exactly it. The third pool was the tenth vision where he came and he was doing it. God himself was doing it. And the Brother Branham was put on top of the building. And when they passed through the tent, they would come to the other side and there was a news lady and was asking them, what happened? I don't know. I just didn't have a leg, and I came with crutches, and now I'm carrying my crutches. I don't know. That was God doing it. That was now God doing it in people. God dealing with the people. No one man now. God dealing with the people. That was the third. God speaking to the bride. The bride becoming the Word. The Word and the bride become one. That was the third pool of the marriage. The third pool was the heavenly places. I can use all these words. What was the heavenly places? It is the bride's members of the bride, their possession in Christ. They got their possession in Christ. That was the third pool. Such that now they can speak like the first Shiv, which was Brother Branham. The way he was speaking this to being, now the bride, the members of the bride can do the same. They can speak things into existence. They can speak exclusively they want. They can do whatever they want now. Just like the first sheep. We are now 60 years. We are supposed to do exactly that. We and him are completely one. Not two, we are completely one. Our voice is his voice. His voice is our voice. And since the second pool, there's nothing else the prophet has been doing. He has been trying to officiate that joining. That the bride and the bridegroom can really be one. The opening is God, the opening of the world. So that the bride can get there and get ripe. Get hardened. By S-O-N. Not a senior. I don't know whether I'm getting right. I don't know whether I'm really bringing it the way I'm supposed to bring it. But may the Lord open our eyes. May the Lord open our eyes. That's the way I see it. But let's read. Because he's going to get us exactly. He's going to say exactly that. What are you doing? Get them to the land pool. And 14 days after that, he said, this is the end of the second pool. 14 days. When he's preaching the book called Christ, the Mystery of God Revealed. What's Christ, the Mystery of God Revealed was actually opening of the seventh seal. Which in the seventh seal, he tried and he was saying, I'm feeling something touching me. You're going too much. But now here, he comes and twists it like, and opens the whole thing. He said, I'm preaching the seventh seal and people will see it. I'm saying the seventh seal is opened. I'm preaching Matthew 24, that's 2. Is it that 2 or that 6? I sometimes get confused on that. That is 6. It's about when he was asked. He says, even the angels don't know. Even the angels don't know. He says, that which the angels didn't know, that is what I'm preaching now. Paragraph 105. Go read paragraph 105. Christ is the mystery of God revealed. I think it's paragraph 105. I've not read it for some time. But that's exactly right. He was preaching that. Can I tell you something else? The 24th or 12th of that December, same year, 1963, he says, that in the book called Luke, looking to Jesus, he says, that is here now. Can I give you that quote if you want? That that he was saying in July 28th, he said, this is the edge of the second pool. Now we are getting into the third pool. Now, 24th of that December in the book called Luke Coming to Jesus, he says, that third pool is here now. God here in this, on 7th, 14th, he's telling you, push the people, get them into the third pool. You've been sighing, you've been crying here. Your work was to take them. I called you and I showed you in Ohio River. As I sent John the Baptist to foreign the second coming, you are to foreign the first coming, you are to foreign the second coming. And the second coming is up until, listen, it's up until, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. You know that? Exactly right. And now this is until, behold the bridegroom that marries the bride. Get joined together now. Go forth and do it. Why cry to me? I ordained you. I've shown you. I've shown everything. Why don't you go forth and do it? I'm saying we are 60 years away from that. Amen. God must not have enough in Moses. Got fed up. Where am I now? What market am I? Can somebody remember? Okay. I don't know. 229. Good. God bless you, sister. God bless you, brother. God must just got enough of it. God must got fed up. He said, why are you crying to me about? Haven't I already proved my identification? He's talking to Brother Branham now. But he's talking about Moses. Haven't I told you that I sent for you for that job? Didn't I tell you to go to go do this? Didn't I promise that I'll do this? That I'll be with you with your mouth and I'll speak through you and I'll do that's exactly Brother Branham, is right. I'll do this and you're doing and you would show signs and wonders. Did I promise to do it? Haven't I? Did just exactly and destroyed every enemy from around you? Exactly right. He destroyed by what? By people come and challenged him and he destroyed them. You remember that girl, Brother Don, you told me about? Those two girls who were seated there? And they were saying, we are going to get him now. We are going to get him now. Do you remember that? And he discerned him. And one girl said, he changed that. He said the wrong number of the house. And those girls told him, why did you cheat him that you even need this number? That was the destruction of the enemy. Haven't I destroyed every enemy before you? Yes, sir. Haven't I proved? Go forth, take the bride to the bridegroom. Let them join up. Let them become one. That was the third pool. All right. I hope this is not. It's not hard. Just look at it. Just look at it. And he's going to say, if I don't read all the schools, just read them. And this is not all. If you want the whole. And especially I would like you to go read that book, that whole book. Why Christ speak? There are two. Why Christ speak of 1963? The other one is 1950-something. Of 1963. Why Christ speak? Okay. Haven't I already proved it? By the tricky. Oh, okay. Okay. Shows myself. Haven't I did that exactly and destroyed every enemy from around you? And here you are starting out. That girl, I didn't finish that. That girl was told, I moved last night. Was it last night or yesterday? You didn't know that I moved. Brother, let me say this. Did you know that Jesus said that every man is no greater that has ever been born on earth than John the Baptist, but Jesus Christ. Do you know that? That's what he said. Let me tell you something. This is my words. Don't take them. But according to my understanding and according to my study, the way I've studied, and I've been in this message for the last 30 years, I'll tell you one thing. There's no man on earth has ever been vindicated like Brother Branham. I've never seen anyone except Jesus Christ. I've never seen any man, Brother Don. I've read history, I've never seen a man that God showed to the world, this is a man, like Brother Branham. I've never seen. I've vindicated like Brother Branham. If he says, if God says, haven't I destroyed all the enemies? Brother, there's nothing. He was told, nothing you stand before you. Even the spirit of diseases, cancer, and everything. Nothing. Do you remember that man, madman of Oregon, coming before you, before a big crowd, and he was there, and he knelt down. He destroyed every enemy. Anybody who came to challenge him. Do you remember that guy? Those two guys who came, and I think there were three or four, they had written all the diseases to prove him wrong. And he said, and he was so tired, he was actually moving out. And the guy said, yeah, can you see which words he used. He used to say, he's so tired now, he cannot practice that sorcery or something like that. He said, what is happening here? The prophet said, what is happening here? And he kind of woke up and he said, oh, I can see you, seated somewhere, you and you, doing something and saying, we're going to challenge and writing those diseases. And you can have them. He destroyed every enemy. No enemy stood before that man, brothers and sisters. Amen. I've seen you, I've shown you all that, and you're still here. Go forth. And I'm saying, on 28th, he preached the book called Christ is the Mystery of God Revealed. That was the revelation of the seventh seal. That was the thing that the ages didn't know. Nobody knew, except it was in the minds of God. It was brought forth on 28th August. That was Christ coming down and joining them. That was the revelation that Christ and the bride, because there was no any other purpose of Christ coming, the second coming of Christ, it was only one, to marry. There's no any other work. for him to do is to marry. Because he doesn't serve nobody else. After he comes, mercy is gone, everything is closed up. And he's here on earth, he's dealing with one group of people called the bride of the Lord. You talk about the bride, the foolish virgin, and things like this denomination, and message church denomination. Nothing except one group of people called the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. Marriage is a marriage. Salvation today is marriage. It's the bride and the bridegroom getting together, getting to be one. That's what is happening now. If anybody is going to get saved, it's a marriage. It's not joining church. It's not being to that denomination. No, sir. No, sir. No. There's no foolish watching now. Let me tell you this, brothers. This is very strong. There's not even serving the bride. That you get saved because of serving the bride. There's nothing like that. Yes, sir. There's nothing like that. Today, there's nothing like that. It was in the church. But not now. Now, it's a marriage. And it's closed. Mercy is gone. No, nothing else except one. Bride is the bridegroom. Did I call and say I had sent you to do it? Where are we? That's where I am. Paragraph 2, that is right. No. Where are we? are we to that now? Are we going to do that? We have not finished with 9. Okay. Have not tired that just exactly destroyed every enemy from around you. And here you are starting out here now at the Red Sea, right in the line of duty. What I told you to do, and then still hollering and crying to me. Don't you believe me? Can't you see that? I've sent you to do this. Oh, if that isn't human being, my soul, he just must have got pretty well fed up on it. And he said, you know you have need of it. You know if you're going to take these children over to the promised land, that's exactly. You are penned up here in a corner. There ain't nothing else you can do. So there's a need. What are you crying to me about? What you looking at for me? What you calling on me about? Haven't I proved it to the people? Haven't I proved it to you? Haven't I called it? Isn't it scriptural? Didn't I promise to take these people to the Lord? Didn't I call you and tell you I'll do it? Didn't I call and say I had sent you to do it? That it wasn't you. That it wasn't you. That it wasn't you. It was me. I would go down and I would be with your lips. And whatever you said, I would vindicate it. And prove it. Haven't I done it? Haven't I done it? Then when any little thing comes up, why are you acting like a baby? You ought to be a man. Speak to people. Amen. Then move forward. Amen. There you are. Don't cry. Speak. Speak. Amen. Oh, I like that. Why are you crying to me about? Just speak to the people and go forward to your objective. Whatever it is it sickness? Whatever it is, to raise the dead. Or whatever it is. He's not talking about Moses. He's talking about now, brothers. Praise be to God. Is it sickness? Is it this? Whatever you want, you bride. Whatever you want, go forward and speak. You are called here on earth for a purpose. Yes, sir. You're going to go forward and speak. Whatever it is. Sickness. Speak to the people and go forward. Whatever it is. Raise the dead. Or whatever is it. Speak. Approve this. Speak to the people. What must I do, Lord? Okay, what am I going to do here at the Red Sea? I know I'm jumping paragraphs. Did I tell you that I gave you a mountain for a sign out here? Praise be to God. Didn't I say that you'll be caught up and I will reveal the seals and I'll do that? Did I tell you that? Didn't I tell you for sure? And it's my mouth that told you, after you take them, I'll meet you. So what was going to the mountain to do about this? It is sure. Because I told you, after you take them, it is so sure that I'm telling you. It's like Lord giving me his vehicle. Brother, just drive this. We meet each other. This is that. We meet each other. Go get them. We meet here. It's God telling him, go get them. It's a sure thing. We are coming to meet here. This is our rendezvous. This is our meeting place after you bring them. Didn't I tell you that bring them? You're going to meet in the mountain. It was so sure. Don't you believe me? Praise be to God.
All right.
And you're going to take these children to the Lord? Did I call you for that purpose? What are you worried about? Anything else? Stand in the way? Speak and start moving. Amen. Yeah, I called you for that purpose. The bride is called for this purpose. To serve and get identified and manifest Christ Jesus, Christ your man. Anything in front of you, crush it. Go forth, speak. What's the purpose of the bride, brothers? It is to manifest Christ. Any obstacle, crush it. Speak for what? Just go forward. That is what we are called here for. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter what it is. Whatever you are called online on your line of duty. This is not only Moses. This is not only Brother Branham. It's each and every one of us. You are called here on earth for a purpose. And you've got to know your purpose. I'm the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm a son of a king. Yes, sir. I'm here to manifest my father. I'm here to show my father. Whatever I'm doing, I'm walking in flowers. I'm there to show my father. Everything on the way, I should crush it and say, pass it out, come out of it, and I'll go forward. Whatever it is. Hard, brother. I'm not able to do that. Me standing, I'm just a human being. I feel weak. God is telling me, this is what I called you for. Don't look at my weaknesses. I'm not a standard, brother. You're not. No one is a standard. He's a standard. That's what we are supposed to do. That is what we are called to do. Nothing you stand against you. Nothing. Whatever it is. This is the ending part of who is, where is this God of Elijah? This is the ending part. I have more quotes, but I will just edit on this one. On this quote. Amen. I got you. Now the prophet goes to show that it's him. Now look here. Look at what he's going to say. Paragraph 2. What a lesson. Oh my. At this stage of our journey. Of the journey. Where we are studying. Look where we are now, sir. Yes, sir. At the third pool. We just come to this third pool. We're just staring it now. Take the children forth to the third pool. Notice, we are right here at the door of his coming, the coming of the Lord. He was anointed for the job and still waiting for us, says the Lord. God just have got enough of it. Say, don't cry anymore. Speak, I sent you. Oh God, what this church ought to be this morning. With God's perfect vindication. With a pillar. Praise be to God, brothers. That's exactly right. What else do we need, brothers? God has come down and shown us that what we believe was vindicated by a pillar of fire. He came from heaven and shined here. We know it. It's not a myth, it's the truth. God has vindicated it. And he said, this is the bride age. And you are not those members of the bride. You have power. You and he must become one. Go forward. Whatever it is, speak. Don't cry, speak. All right. What this church ought to be this morning. With God's father, the vindication of Peter, I've read that. Everything just like that was, okay.
Why did that? Okay.
I sent you. Oh God, what the church ought to be this morning. With God's perfect vindication. With the pillar of fire and the signs and wonders. Everything just like it was in the days of Sodom. He said it would return back. Here is the world in its condition. There's this nation. This nation in its condition. There's a woman. He's trying to show you we are here. He's trying to show you in this condition. There's this man in this condition. There's this church in this condition. There's everything. The elements, the signs, French sources and everything in the skies. And all kind of mysterious things. And the sea roaring. Tidal waves. Man's head failing. Fear, a perplex of time. Distress between nations. The church fading, falling away. And the man of sin. What is he telling us? Paul said, the man of sin shall be revealed. Is he revealed now? Exactly right. He was not revealed in the church ages. In those church ages. He was revealed by Brother Branham. If I would say in simple words, he was revealed by Brother Branham. But and that will never come. Paul said, he will never come until the man of sin is revealed. Now he's revealed. He's telling you. What is he telling you? He's telling you, we're here. Why can't we go forth and get it? It's ours. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. I'm seeing things even as I'm preaching to you, brothers. I'm also eating. You don't think I'm also eating. I'm seeing things. I'm seeing things, bro. I'm seeing things, bro. I'm seeing things. I'm seeing things. And the man of sin rising up, who upholds himself above all, who is called God, he that sits at the temple of God, showing himself, oh my, and has come to this nation. And the church has organized, and all of them gathered together as heralds to the who. And everything exactly in the way of whom. Whom? What is it? Telling women they cannot cut their hair. Telling women they can cut their hair. Telling women they can wear shorts. Telling them they can do this and they can do that. And the preachers, they do this and this, and the social gospel and things. Don't you see? It's committing adultery with the true word of God. And God has sent us his true word and denomination. No sting tied to it. And give us the pillar of fire, the Holy Ghost, that's been with us now for 30 years. And everything that he has predicted and said come to pass. Exactly the way he did. Speak to the people and let's go forward. Where? To the Red Sea? No! To the Nile Pool! Exactly, brothers. This is talking to Abraham. Okay. We are headed to the promised land. All these things possible to them that believe. Speak to people. Haven't I proved it? Haven't I even had my picture? Is this Paul? Is this Moses? Is this Moses? Haven't I had my picture? Haven't I had my picture made among you? Is that Moses? Is that Moses, brothers? That's Brother Abraham. That's us. That's now. Haven't I had my picture taken with you among him and everything else and done everything that could be done to prove that I'm with you? That's in the magazine just a few weeks ago. What is talking about? The crown is right. Does the magazines just a few weeks ago pack the article when you said here at the pulpit what would take place out here and 3 months beforehand, and there it went taking place and vindicate. Even the science knows about it and everything that I've done, and you're still waiting. Speak to people and go forward to your objective. What is it? It's not, brother. This is not Moses. This is us. This is Brother Branham and us. Why cry to me? Why are you crying to me when I proved it with you? Haven't I healed your sick? That's not problem. That's not Moses. Haven't I deceived you? Haven't I told you things that happened just exactly? Your pastor can't do that. Can't do that. Me? He can't. He's a man. It's me. The Lord that he's talking is the Lord who does that. He's not that man. It's not Brother Abraham. It's not man. It's the Lord himself. It's the Lord who made the schools. It's the Lord who did all this. It's the Lord that was in the second pool. Is the Lord now with the bride? The Ladipool. One that tells him these things to say it. It's not him. It's my voice. I'm the one that raises up your dead when they drop down. I'm the one that heals the sick. I'm the one that foretells these things. I'm the one that does this. That does the saving. I'm the one that gives the promise. God gave me courage. God gave me courage to take that sword of the word that he put in my heart that 3 years ago and hold it and march forward to the flood pool is my prayer. I don't know whether I'm going to finish, brothers, but can I finish, please? Why are you? We don't have people except us. Can I finish, please? I know it's going to take about maybe 10 or so minutes, but can I finish, please? I know it's hard, but brothers, this is, you don't know how it's, if you're not, I'm eating, brothers, I'm eating. It's so good to me. It's so powerful. It's so strong to me. uh,
in the vessel of union. You are the virtuous bride of Jesus Christ, washed in the blood of Christ, precious, precious, virtuous, sinless Son of God, standing with a pure and unadulterated bride word. Speak the word. You are that word. When you speak, Satan. Do you know something else? Do you know that Satan don't lie? He don't lie. He doesn't speak lies. Do you know that? That's what the Bible said. When he speaketh himself. It is himself. Those lies are himself. He speaks himself. He's not lying. He's presenting himself what he is. He's a lie. He's a lie. He himself is a lie. Do you understand what I mean? And when you speak the word yourself, you are that word. You're not speaking it. You are that word. You're speaking yourself. You and him has become one. You and the word are one. That is what he says. You are the bride word. The bride word. That he washed by the water of his blood. That became flesh and manifested. That he might take you, which were predestinated in the bosom of the Father, before the beginning of the same. Before the beginning. The same as he was. He was that great attribute of God. He himself. You and him are one. He himself was that attribute of God. God love. Now, in the book of God. And brothers, that alone about you being one, I have very, very many quotes like that. That one I've cut. I've cut maybe another sermon like this. But we cannot delete all that. Now, that is his spirit in Pergamon Church Age. There is his spirit and his life. There it is. He is spirit and life. That's exactly what the word is. That's exactly what Jesus is. He is the word. So when a spirit-born, spirit-filled man, and if he takes that word into his head and places it upon his lips, why? That is the same as deity speaking. Every mountain has to go. Satan cannot stand before that man. Amen. If the church way back there in that age had only held on the revelation of the living word, in their midst the power of God would not have faded as it did those dark ages. Right today, when the church returns to the word in faith, we can say without doubt that the glory of God and the word of acts of God will be in their midst again. In these last days, the true bride of church, the true bride church, Christ's seed, will come to the headstone. And she will be the super church, a super race. As he nears him, they in the bride will be so much, that is the letter that was given to him. He was told to take a pen and a paper, and he was writing this. They in the bride will be so much like him that they will even be in his own, in his very image. This is in order to be united with him. They will be one. They will be one. They will be the manifestation of the word of the living God. Okay, now. He has spoken all that. Then he's going to give you some examples here. I've got so many of them. He talks about Joshua. Joshua didn't pray. He talks about Jesus. Jesus didn't pray. He talks about Samson. But this is now about Samson. He talks about Peter when he passed through the gate beautiful. He didn't kneel down. Father, I pray for these people. He said, silver and gold have we not, but such as we have. Wait, stand up. He didn't pray. He didn't do nothing. Praise be to God. He had come to that position of the bad poor. Now listen to this. I'm finishing with this. This is a story, and I don't know whether I can read all this, but let me try to read it very fast. Samson, anointed, raised up, ordained of God, given a gift of power, was ordained to destroy the nation to the Philistines. Ordained. Born on earth, anointed of God to destroy the Philistines. And one day they caught him out in the field without a sword, without a spear, and 1,000 of these armored Philistines ran upon him. Did he get down, say, "Oh Lord, I'm waiting for a vision"? Did he pray? No. "Oh Lord, what must I do? Direct me." He said, "Don't cry, speak." He said, "Direct me now what to do." He knowed he had a need. He found nothing but an old Job born of a meal. And he beat down 1,000 Philistines. He never cried to God. He used his anointed gift. He knew that he was sent for that job. He knew he was born for the heat. He knew he was anointed with a gift. And beat down 1,000 Philistines. He didn't cry to God. God ordained him and vindicated that he was. By other things that he had done. and he was a dedicated, anointed servant of God to destroy the Philistines, and he did it. No matter what the circumstance was, he did it. He never asked nothing. That was his job. excuse me. But God was dealing with him. Picked up that mobile drone and beating Philistines. Why? One leak with the thing across one of them, inch and a half brass scars like that. Do you understand what he's saying? Scar that is 1 inch thick. Do you understand, sister? And he's just a jawbone. That's what he's saying. Why? One leak with that thing across one of them, inch and a half brass scars like that. Brass would have shattered that bone into million pieces. And he beat 1,000 of them down and killed them and still stood with it in his heart. Didn't ask no questions. Oh God, what am I gonna do? He didn't ask those questions. He didn't cry out. He spoke. He rooted them. Oh my, take the Philistines. Can I take the Philistines, Lord? He didn't ask. He didn't go back to God. He was told to take the Philistines. He didn't go back to God. Can I take the Philistines, Lord? He didn't do that. I know that's paragraph 247. You send me to it to do it. Lord, yes. Lord, I know you sent me to destroy this nation of the Philistines. Now here, 1,000 of them around me. And I ain't got nothing. What am I going to do now, Lord? Oh my, nothing. Going to bother him? He's anointed for the work. There's nothing can harm you. No. He's talking to pride. Nothing can harm you, right? No, not one thing. Hallelujah. He just took what he had and beat it to them. That's right. When the enemy faced him, he said, now, we got him in the wars. We got him now. We got him on the inside here. With this woman. Now, we got the door shut all around. Where, and can't get out. We got him. Samson did cry. Oh, Lord, they got me all fenced in with the denominations. We got denominations with the denominations. What am I going to do? I've joined up with them. What am I going to do? He never did that. He just walked out and pulled out the gate and put them on the shoulders and walked away with it. Amen. He was anointed for the job. He was called of God. God didn't fence him in. No, indeed. He took the gates with him. He didn't pray about it. He didn't ask God whether to do it or not. It was right in the line of duty. Amen. Amen. Right in the line of duty. Why cry to me? Speak and go on. Amen. Don't cry. Speak. He done quit whining and whimpering now. Ought to be old enough to speak. That's right. He knew he's an... I'm saying, we are 60 years. We are 60 years from when this was spoken. Knew his anointed gift, the power, and the power could destroy the Philistines that stood before him. Amen. But we don't know that. You see, we are still little babies, and we beat a bottle in our mouth. He knew it. He knew that God raised him up for the purpose, and there was nothing going to stand before him. All the days of his life, nothing could destroy him. He was raised for that purpose. Like Moses, was nothing going to stop him. No Americans or nothing else can stop him. He's on the road to the promised land. Samson knew he was on the road. Joshua knew he was taking the land. He was vindicated. God's word promised it. And the Holy Ghost was there vindicating it. He was on his road, so there was nothing going to stand in his way. No, sir, right in line of duty with God. There was nothing going to stand in his way. So he just picked up that gate and put them on his shoulder, weighed about 4 or 5 tons, and walked up on the top of the hills and sat down on them. Nothing going to stand in his way. He had anointed gift from God. He didn't have to cry out, Lord, what must I do now? We must already anointed to do it. That says the Lord. Get rid of them. Hallelujah. Get rid of them. I'll raise you up on that purpose. Let's start up. Let's pray. Father, when we see these things, Lord, it's a great challenge, Lord. And we want to be where we belong, Lord. You see, heavenly places is our positions in Christ. We want those positions. We want to be right there, and we want to know and know for sure in our hearts, without any doubt, Lord, an assurance that can stand before the devil and before anything here on earth, Lord, that we are your children. We are the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ that was spoken by your word, Lord, before the foundation of the world. And here we are standing now, Lord God. That word is fulfilled, Lord. There will be a bridge. There will be people here on earth that will be bride to the bridegroom, Lord. This is it. We are those people, Father. We are here on your hearts, Lord. Take us to that level. Take us to the level that we belong. Take us to our position now is our prayer. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. I know I've taken a bit of time, but if you don't want to speak, I don't know. But we can finish whatever you want, but
no. No, we're good.
And you're dismissed. May God bless you. And thank you for giving me some more time. Thank you.